The ancient Israelites had rebelled against Moses and murdered him. But then, consumed by guilt and remorse, had adopted the laws he'd carried down from Mount Sinai with an obsessive devotion that had endured despite millennia of suffering, exile, and persecution. When it was finally published, it caused a scandal which cast a shadow over Freud's last few months of life.
Something supremely important had been lost in all the yelling and shouting, and that was Freud's passionate conviction that by preserving their religion, whether consciously or unconsciously, the Jews had given themselves an extraordinary possibility of enduring not just as a faith, but as a people, when everything else had been lost, land, kingdom, and power. That was the meaning of the travelling menorah and why Freud had kept it. The idea of sustaining an identity around things intellectual, cultural, and spiritual.
ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם אשר קידישנו במצוותיו וציוונו להדליק נר של יום טוב.
אמן.
Like Freud, every Jew, godless, devout, or anywhere in between, must find their own Moses and their own place in the Jewish story.